the opening of this trial is really an extraordinary moment. The victims have been seeking and campaigning for justice for more than a dozen years. And it is a huge step forward for judicial proceedings to open. The 11 accused are expected to be there, including the former president at the time of the massacre, Moussa Dadis Camara, who came in from Burkina Faso. This is really such an important step for justice in Guinea and for the victims who've been seeking to see perpetrators held to account.
What do you have to say about current military leader Mamadi Doumbouya? I think he has made this trial possible.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, it's definitely the case that he has indicated that this was a priority. He was committed to seeing this trial go forward. It's also the situation that human rights abuses have escalated under his authority and during this government. There has been a ban on public protests and also a ban on the opposition. These are serious concerns. Our hope is that this trial will be accompanied not only by the opening, but also credible proceedings, genuine proceedings, and that it will also be accompanied by wider rights reform to ensure that rights are respected in this country and that there will be democratic rule.
So, Elise, you say that the families of the victims want justice or they have been waiting for justice. What would justice look like in this case?
Well, I think it starts from the perspective of serious investigation, and there was a multi-year judicial investigation done, and now credible trials. So that this is not just some kind of window dressing or, you know, kind of not serious proceeding, but a very detailed look by the judges and assessment by the judges about the evidence presented to determine the guilt or innocence of these 11 accused. And it's worth pointing out, not only is Moussa Dadis Camara one of the accused, but there are also several other former high-ranking government officials, including figures like Thiès Borro and Claude PV. So I think there's a strong desire to see those accused in the courtroom. I think that was in some question, but there are increasing hopes that that will be the case, especially with Dadis's return, and for victims to be able to participate, for the evidence to be presented, and then judgment to be issued. The victims are also seeking reparations as part of their participation in this. And reparations can be financial, they can be individual, they can be collective, they can include medical assistance. But I think it's important to recall that this is really the first time in the history of Guinea that there will be a trial involving human rights abuses of this magnitude.
Elise, thank you so much again. We will be checking in with you during the course of the trial. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Take good care.